Joe Davis's ideas involve E. coli, electron guns, DNA, and beat-up pieces of satellite recovered from space. By the sound of that toolkit, you might think we're about to talk with a biologist, or maybe an astrophysicist.
I have no classical credentials in science whatsoever. I have never. I took biology in junior college. I'm not a scientist, I'm an artist, very clearly. Although there's a lot of argument about that, too.
And when Joe Davis starts telling you about his work, it's easy to see how he causes argument. Like with one of his more ambitious projects, Poetica Vaginale.
It was a project to transmit vaginal contractions into space to communicate with aliens. But it wasn't really about transmitting vaginal contractions into space to communicate with aliens. It was about transmitting vaginal contractions into space to communicate with ourselves.
Joe arrived at MIT one day almost 20 years ago, unannounced, and demanded that someone listen to him. MIT set him up with lab space that same day. Joe's ideas are kind of like that. They come barreling out of nowhere, with great sense of purpose. Poetica Vaginale makes fun of our first serious scientific attempts to communicate with aliens. In the 1970s, we launched the Pioneer and Voyager spacecrafts into outer space. We included drawings of man and woman, what NASA called the average person from our civilization. But we left something out.
We removed external female genitalia from, just like the artists of the classical age removed the external female genitalia from all the likenesses of we created of ourselves. It's the part we left out of the messages we sent to extraterrestrials before. And now we wonder why aliens come down here and abduct us to experiment with our sex organs. We sent pictures of man and Barbie doll into space. We sent pictures of advertently or inadvertently of our own intolerance.
Something had to be done. Joe knew he couldn't just launch another spaceship with a more accurate picture, but he thought he could do the next best thing. So he worked out this project to transmit the sound of vaginal contractions into deep space. Joe inspired a team of 40 artists and scientists to help set the record straight. Medical doctors from Harvard, electrical engineers, biologists, and linguists from MIT, and classically trained ballet dancers. They recorded the vaginal contractions of the dancers and translated them into the 46 phonemes of English speech. And what they beamed by radar to four nearby sun-like stars was a combination of the original data in digital form and this creative representation of the contractions as human speech. What Joe calls poetry. And in a way, Joe's already made contact with an alien species. He invented a microscopic fishing hook to catch live, single-celled paramecium. You can feel them pull on the line like a giant marlin. Joe's made those invisible creatures not only visible to us, but tangible and audible.
Here's a lot of paramecia. I really don't have any delusion that that aliens are gonna land and go, "Hey, we got your message." But it's a perfect lens for looking back at ourselves. It's a mirror. There's a kind of poetic about that.
Joe's art directs our gaze to something we either can't or won't see. It's almost always something completely absurd, and he uses the rigor of advanced science to make us look, to unsettle us.
It's about sort of like revealing, like taking away the sort of stiff tuxedo of scientific endeavor and just recognize what we've done and that we maybe might have made a mistake.
And while Joe's been looking into space, he spied something so completely obvious that it's amazing the rest of us missed it.
But see, we've been flushing our toilet in space now for 20 or 30 years. The space shuttle flushes its toilet in space. Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo, and Skylab, they all flush their toilets into space.
Joe believes that a wide belt of this stuff surrounds the Earth and that it's heading deeper and deeper into space. So it's possible that the first thing aliens find of us will be the very thing we're most ashamed of.
I'm not sure that we wouldn't want to put something else, a little more intelligent, with these materials.
50% of human waste is E. coli bacteria. So Joe's genetically engineered a tiny image, a vaginal icon, into a strand of E. coli DNA. He calls that work Microvenus, a little piece of art to show aliens that we're more thoughtful than all that dreck might otherwise indicate. Microvenus is reproducing in a biocontainment freezer at MIT. It's ready to ship out into space, if we ever decide that's the right thing to do. And to those of you who were alarmed or offended that this artist has access and the ability to do a little genetic engineering.
Now, there are a lot of bad dreams out there, and there's a lot of evil things to do with almost anything, including genetic engineering. But see, since all of our dreams are going to come true, somebody has to have some good dreams, Lou. That's the kind of thing that America, that the whole world needs to realize.
I couldn't agree more. For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.